It was thought it couldn't get any worse, but in the Philippines, the killing spree of drug and crime suspects has intensified. Last week was the bloodiest yet, with more than 80 people shot dead in just 3 days, including a 17-year-old boy. Human rights groups say the matter needs to be dealt with in the International Criminal Court. Southeast Asia correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
With the killings come the funerals, one after the other. Raw grief from families suffering. 12,000 people are thought to have been killed since the Philippines president, Rodrigo Duterte, came to office in June last year. My son was screaming, "Mother, mother." I didn't hear him, this woman says. Then I heard gunshot after gunshot outside the house. She says her son had a mental health issue. Her story is just one of thousands. Last week was the deadliest yet. In Manila and its northern suburbs, one by one, they were shot dead, suspected of being drug criminals. According to Filipino police, on Monday night, 32 people were killed. On the Wednesday, the figure sat at 26. From President Duterte came praise for police. Phil Robinson is from Human Rights Watch.
I mean, even the death of a 17-year-old shot dead, a kid who was a stellar student and never had any trouble, you know, even these sort of things is met with the same response by Duterte that, you know, we need to do more.
Do you think nations like Australia, close neighbouring nations like Australia, have said and done enough to try and stop this?
Certainly not. I think the Australian government is appalled, on one hand, by what is taking place, but is too concerned about offending a neighboring nation to say what needs to be said. You know, there's going to be a big test for Australia when it goes on to the Human Rights Council next year. These issues in the Philippines are going to be coming to the fore. You know, you're starting to go into the area of crimes that the International Criminal Court needs to be looking at.
Amnesty International has also condemned a disturbing trend in Indonesia, where it says 60 suspected drug dealers have been killed this year, as they say authorities look to emulate their neighbours' approach. That's up from 18 the year before, and comes after an order from the president and his police chief for drug criminals to be shot if they resist arrest. This is Samantha Hawley reporting for AM.